This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Tim Westwig. We're talking about Tuxes and Tails. That's going to be this Friday, 5:30 in the evening will be the start of it. They're going to have live music, a cocktail hour, dinner, auction and raffle, and we'll get into all the details in just a moment. You can find more information at any time by going to conwayshelter.org. That's conwayshelter.org. Tim, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
So let's get right into the details of this event. We are going to have music and a cocktail hour as people come in, and that will involve Tom Dean and some bluegrass music.
That's right. Yes, Tom Dean will be there playing, one of our great local artists here, and a bluegrass band from Maine called Old 11. And it's a pretty large group, and it should be a lot of fun.
That'll be a lot of fun. And on top of that, you have the cocktails and the socializing, which comes along every year.
That's right. And anyone who's been at Stone Mountain knows that the snacks there are very good, and so there'll be a lot of good food for the reception as well.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the dinner menu. Do we have any particular dishes that are expected, or?
You know, I don't have that list right in front of me,
okay.
But you know that the Carol provides a fantastic meal choice out there, so I know that it's going to be good.
It really is a really wonderful venue. If you haven't been to Stone Mountain Arts Center, it's definitely worth going just for that experience alone. Tuxes and Tails, this Friday, 5:30 in the evening, they're going to have music when you come in, a cocktail hour. There will be a dinner at the event. That will be provided as part of the cost of the event.
That's correct. It's included in the ticket price.
And you can find more information anytime by going to conwayshelter.org. That's conwayshelter.org. Now, this isn't just dinner and socializing. There's also the competitive nature of the auction.
That's right. Yes. It's, you know, get ready to put up your bid cards, work out your arm, and, you know, get quick with them.
Right.
We have some fantastic live auction items. One of the real fun one that catches my eye is this trip to New York City to meet and have dinner with the cast of Hamilton. And then have VIP tickets to the show and a two-night stay in New York City. So that one's pretty exciting.
Wow.
Yeah. So that would be fun.
That's really cool.
And then we have some local folks, like Tim Saladakis has created a beautiful pendant, diamond pendant, just for this event. So we'll be auctioning that off. And Flatbed Pizza gives out a yearly trip to their great establishment. I think it's for four people once a week, if I'm reading that right. Yeah, so that's a fun one. And a lot of other ones. Stone Mountain is also included a package prize, which is fantastic to see events there.
So this is Tuxes and Tails, and they're having their this is Conway Area Humane Society with their Tuxes and Tails event. 5:30 this coming Friday evening with music and a cocktail hour featuring Tom Dean and some bluegrass music from, what was the name of that bluegrass band
again?
Old 11 is the bluegrass band. They're a main bluegrass band. There's also the dinner and the auction and raffle going on throughout the evening. You can find more information at any time at conwayshelter.org. That's conwayshelter.org. You can also get tickets beforehand.
Yes, you can go on our website and you'll see a banner right at the top of the page to click on, says Tuxes and Tails, and you can purchase your tickets right there.
And I want to make sure that we get thank yous in, because an event like this, there's a lot of sponsors, there's a lot of people that have to chip in order to make Tuxes and Tails happen.
That's correct, Tony. I want to thank Stormwater Compliance as being our presenting sponsor, and I want to also thank Susie Laskin and Keller Williams for being a sponsor, and then Sea Dog, who we do a lot of weekly program sponsorship here with you as well. They're going to be a sponsor. They do the Sea Dog to the Rescue with 104 every week, which is fun. Mason & Mason is sponsoring, and Design Gardens. They're going to have actual centerpieces put on the tables, which is fantastic, the beautiful work that they do there. Hurricane Mountain Design, the Notchland Inn, Saco Canoe Rental Company, and Northern Extreme Snowmobiling. So a lot of great sponsors for this event.
And I do want to highlight, because you alluded to it and talked about it a little bit, the Sea Dog to the Rescue. That's our sister station, Magic 104. Basically, Conway Area Humane Society comes on, and you highlight a different pet that needs to be adopted every week. And it's a really cool segment. How many pets do you know have been adopted from that thus far?
I think about 75% of them have been adopted. So it's been pretty successful.
Yeah. And you can check those out online as well on the Magic 104 website. ConwayShelter.org for the Tuxes and Tails event. That's this coming Friday at Stone Mountain Arts Center. 5:30 in the evening is the kickoff, with music and a cocktail hour, as well as a dinner, auction, and raffle. And this is all going to benefit the Conway Area Humane Society. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Humane Society and all the wonderful things they do here in the area?
Yes, this money goes to helping all the work that we do when we bring animals or that come to our shelter. They either come to us by being strays, or they are come to us surrendered by folks who can no longer take care of them. We also bring animals from other states that are in overpopulated shelters down south, and we bring them here so that we save them from being euthanized. And a lot of these animals that come to us sometimes have medical issues, so we have to treat them. We spend a considerable amount of effort and money into doing that, and then all the work that goes into actually getting these animals ready for adoption. So the budget at the Humane Society is just north of $400,000 a year.
Wow.
So it takes a lot of effort to make this all happen.
And you can help out with that effort by going to the Tuxes and Tails event. It's this Friday, 5:30 in the evening at Stone Mountain Arts Center, with music and a cocktail hour to start everything off, dinner, an auction and raffle, and of course, awesome live music from Tom Dean and a bluegrass group called Old 11. You can find more information or get your tickets online by going to ConwayShelter.org. That's ConwayShelter.org. Tim, any final thoughts before we go?
Well, I think we don't have a whole lot of tickets left, so I think about 25 tickets left. So get online and buy those tickets, or give us a call at the shelter and we'll set you up.
All right. That's ConwayShelter.org, ConwayShelter.org. Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.